Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
All right, here we go, Mario Lopez, stepping up to the mic for a few hours of fun. Going to catch up with the Real Housewife of Potomac. Monique Samuel is going to get the scoop on the reunion show, which is always juicy. That's coming up. And her new podcast. Plus, Bachelorette wrapped another season last night. I'm going to tell you what we think about Becca's picks and get to some of the big moments. Got all that, tons of music and more, so let's do it. All right, well, it was the big season finale last night on The Bachelorette. Mario and Courtney Lopez here. And Becca, of course, had to choose between her final two guys, Blake and Garrett. Learned some things, too. Becca's nickname, Booper. Anyway, just when it sounded like Blake was going to propose, Becca had something to say first.
Through all of that, too, because we were so constant, I think I was overlooking other relationships. Because we were so solid, I wasn't seeing everything. There's just one piece with somebody else that I'm not ready to say goodbye to yet.
Poor Blake. He was so nervous. He was sweating. And I mean, the thing is, when the woman is the one choosing, it's so awkward because then both of the men come prepared to propose, which in a plot twist, maybe one doesn't. I'm sure that's happened or will happen.
Here's the thing, though.
It's, you know, it's scary because you really don't know if she's going to say yes or not.
And that's just what happened with Garrett.
This journey has been a roller coaster of every emotion. But the one strongest emotion is love. And I've been waiting to say it for the right person. I've been holding back because I wanted to be 1,000% certain. Garrett, Vincent, Irvine, I love you. Oh. I love you so much.
And then, Bam, he dropped on the knee and he said,
"Do they hear the music when they're filming?"
No, they don't.
No, there's a live piano player.
Booper then said yes
Booper
to Garrett.
Said yes.
And
she said, "Give me that ring
there.
I picked out."
Mario and Courtney Lopez will be right back with more from the Geico Studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com.
Just about a month away from our 2018 iHeartRadio Music Festival. It's Mario Lopez. Pretty fired up for this year's show, too. We got JT, Kelly Clarkson, Shawn Mendes, Sam Smith, Imagine Dragons, all kinds of great artists. On with Mario.com/festival for all the info and to find out how you can win your way to Vegas for all the fun. What up? It's Mario Lopez, and keyboard gangsters are trying to pit Ariana Grande against her buddy Nicki Minaj, but she is having none of it. Hollywood Buzz, 10 minutes away. You're on with Mario Lopez. Ariana Grande refusing to start a celebrity feud.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
Ariana's new album drops on August 17th. It's been in the schedule for a while, but now Nicki Minaj is moving her release date, which happens to fall on the 17th. Dun, dun, dun. So fans thought this was Nicki throwing shade, but Ari was having none of it. She said Nicki's her sister and then told her fans to stream the album. I love these internet detectives who just try to create these storylines. Man, people got a lot of time on their hands.
I know. I need that time. And they always love putting divas against each other.
That's right. Let the girls be. We can all win.
From the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. This is On with Mario Lopez.
Y'all, Mario, Courtney Lopez, music rolls on, but just wanted to remind you that the new Lopez Family YouTube video drops tomorrow, and this time the whole Lopez fan bam goes to Saved by the Max, the pop-up Saved by the Bell diner that's here in LA. A lot of fun, too. Check it out, onwithmario.com tomorrow. Okay, getting some Hollywood buzz in about a half hour. Hang tight for that. It's Mario Lopez. In the meantime, more music. And Courtney found a tweet she wants to get to. Something about a photo I posted over the weekend. That's coming up next. All right, get your phone out. Get ready to text. Got your chance at $5,000 thanks to this new Jason Statham movie, The Meg, that's coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Hang tight for that. It's Mario Lopez here. But first, my wife Courtney found a tweet for us. What you got?
That's right. It's from Monica310. And she said, dude, do you even realize how amazing that pick from the fights this weekend was? It's like Inception. You've got the cast of Always Sunny behind you. The girl from that show also was in another show I love, The Mick, and your shirt said Mick on it. I am dying.
I didn't even realize that the girl behind me was Caitlin Olsen and that she starred in The Mick, and I was wearing a shirt that happened to say, cut me, Mick, and her show got canceled. And the whole thing was so ironic. I was just so stressed out getting to my seat because I had to...
You were late?
But just from the crutches, from all the way from the parking lot to... I sat down, I was pouring sweat.
Were you miserable when you sat down?
No, I was like relieved when I finally sat down. But getting there, Staples Center is not a small place.
Right, right.
It was just a crazy workout, but there was a lot of people there. Chris Pratt was a few seats over. Elon Musk... who I really wanted to meet, I didn't get to. I would have got up and shook his hand had I not been.
He probably could have given you a new leg.
He could have. The real Iron Man, Miles Teller, Michael Pena, a lot of fun, interesting folks. I mean, it is LA, and the fights bring that out. So very cool event. And yes, the Always Sunny cast, very nice. Got to talk to them for a while.
Want
to
see what you just heard? Follow Mario on Instagram at On With Mario Lopez. We'll be right back from the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, going to keep the music going for you. Mario Lopez, my wife Courtney's here as well. Got your chance right now at $5,000 for you to pay for the ultimate high seas vacation, all thanks to this new Jason Statham movie, The Meg.
That's right. Jason is taking on a 75-foot prehistoric shark in this one, the Megalodon. So to enter for your chance to win, just text the word Meg to 37911. That's Meg to 37911.
For more info, terms, conditions, privacy, policy, and rules, go to onwithmario.com, keyword rules. Confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates apply. What up? It's Mario Lopez. Been meaning to talk about this for the last few days. Dancing with the Stars is getting a new spinoff. I'm going to tell you the judges and some of the rumored contestants next in the Hollywood Buzz. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, and we're getting a new version of Dancing with the Stars.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
All right, so this news broke the other day. Been meaning to talk about it. Dancing with the Stars Juniors.
What a great idea.
Yeah, long overdue, I think. People love seeing kids dance. Oh my gosh, our moms are like the perfect demo and would love this. And we know who some of the judges are. Adam Rippon, Val Schmurkowski, and Mandy Moore, not... the actress.
The choreographer.
The choreographer. Yes. Rumor is Alana Honey Boo Boo Thompson is going to compete. And Honey Boo Boo has grown up. She's about, 15 now, mm-hmm. I think. No longer a little girl. And Miles Brown from Black-ish is another contestant.
So these are...
child actors.
If you will.
Children celebrities.
Children
if
celebrities.
You will.
Your boy, Jordan Fisher's the host.
Yeah, Jordan Fisher's going to be hosting.
No,
he's hosting with another.
Oh, and Malcolm in the
Frankie
Middle.
Frankie Muniz.
Yeah, with Frankie Muniz, which is a weird two guys. Yeah, I think Jordan. No, that's great.
Great for Jordan.
Exactly. I think if all goes well and they do another season, that Gia Francesca Lopez would be a great contestant.
She would. She would get down.
I'm just throwing it out there.
She's very dramatic, so she would make good for television.
How much, if they did the Real Housewives Junior version, she'd be fantastic.
How much money could she win for us?
We'll have to check out the first episode. It premieres on October 7th.
Mario and Courtney Lopez will be right back with more from the Geico Studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com.
So this was cool. Taylor Swift always surprises fans with other big artists at her shows. I was there and she brought up Lisa Kudrow from Friends. But anyway, over the weekend, she did. They sang the cat song together from Friends. True story. This weekend, she brought out Bryan Adams. They did Summer of 69. Nice classic right there. Okay, Taylor. Little throwback at On with Mario Lopez. Check out the fan video. You're on Mario Lopez. So we've had a lot of the Real Housewives on the show with us over the years, but never anyone from the Potomac franchise. Season 3 just wrapped on Sunday. Reunion show coming up this weekend. Going to get the scoop on that and more. Back with Real Housewife Monique Samuels in 10. What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now from the Real Housewives of Potomac, Monique Samuels. How are you, Monique?
I'm so good. It's such an honor to talk to you today.
thank you. Very sweet. Well, your presence in Casa Lopez, my wife is a fan of all the franchises and is very disappointed she can't be here.
Oh, wow. Oh, I love to meet her.
So how's the pregnancy going? How does this one compare to your earlier ones?
Oh, my God. It's going so good. It literally reminds me of when I was pregnant with my son. But
nice.
I really have a gut feeling. I'm like, it's going so good. I'm glowing. I'm like, yeah, this can't possibly be a girl because my daughter did me in.
We waited to find out what the gender was as well, which a lot of people don't do. Did you do that with all your kids?
Yes, and I think it's the best surprise ever.
Isn't it? I totally agree with you.
It is.
So let's talk about this new podcast you got coming out, Not for Lazy Moms. What's it about?
Yes. Oh, my God. It is basically me and my husband, and we have two other co-hosts, Allie and my cousin Hank, who is a forever bachelor. And we're discussing all of the real issues that parents go through, whether it's dealing with relationships and kids or even just trying to find that balance between being a parent, being a career person, and being a wife or a husband. You know, there's this one topic that I love where we talk about, I love my friend, but I can't stand their kids. So it's like, it's none of us want to admit it, but
that's funny.
Like, we'll put it out there.
Well, Monique, hang on the line. We're going to take a quick break and talk Real Housewives.
More fun coming up. This is On with Mario Lopez, coming to you from the Geico Studios. What does it mean when Geico says 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago.
Mario Lopez, keeping the music going for you. And quickly, getting back to Monique Samuels from Real Housewives of Potomac. The podcast, what made you do it? How did it come about?
Well, I definitely have a passion for my new business, Not for Lazy Moms, which is a web-based business. And I also love to talk. So I was like, this would be the perfect mesh, you know, of an opportunity to be able to bring my website to life and have that audio version, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah,
nice.
I love it, every bit of it.
Hey, Mario Lopez, chatting with Monique Samuels. So let's talk Real Housewives. The reunion special's coming up. Who do you have unsettled business with?
Pretty much everybody. Everybody except for Karen and Candace.
All right, back to the music. Before you know it, it's Mario Lopez. First, got to wrap up with Monique Samuels from The Real Housewives of the Potomac. So let's put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Okay.
Go-to karaoke song.
Anything Busta Rhymes.
Oh,
give me some more.
That's you got some quick lips then, because he raps fast.
Yes, and I know just about every word to every song.
Okay. All-time favorite TV mom.
All-time favorite TV mom. Oh my goodness. Well, I love the Cosby's. So
did I.
I have to go with her.
Felicia Allen Rashad. I love Mrs. Cosby. She was great. Classy, cool mom.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, man. So I love watching Saved by the Bell, so it's going to be between you and Zach.
That's what, Monique.
I could never decide. I was like, I'll pick either one.
Come on. See, if we would have met in person, Monique, you could have decided real quick.
I'm shading Zach.
I'm just keeping it real. If you could be any animal, what would you pick?
I'll be a horse. Because I am such a thoroughbred.
Oh, I like it. Nice, Monique. Well, The Real Housewives of Potomac Reunion is August 12th on Bravo. Follow her on Twitter, @IAmMrsSamuels. Thanks so much for checking in.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
This is On with Mario Lopez from the Geico Studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com.
So Meghan Trainor crushed it last night on Kimmel. Mario Lopez here. If you missed it, you can get the video by hitting me up on Instagram @OnWithMarioLopez. Check that out and get the details on why she is pushing her album back. Mario Lopez here. Time for another life hack. And this one had me rethinking some things about flying on a plane. We're going to head to Courtney's Corner after a few more songs. You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's take a little trip to Courtney's Corner to uncover another life hack. What you got?
Okay, so I was reading literally just reading this article the other day, and, you know, this is kind of morbid, but it's something to think about the next time you fly.
Okay.
Some simple things you can do in case something bad happens on your flight. I already do this because I'm cold, so I was already doing the right thing.
It gets cold on flights.
Know. Yes, it's freezing. So if you do things like wear clothing that covers your arms and legs, it protects you against burns or scrapes, God forbid. And also wear sensible shoes just in case you need to move fast.
And don't take them off. You have to go to the bathroom either, right?
Well, you're just disgusting. You like to go barefoot.
I don't
the
go. Oh, shut up. You're
no,
such a liar.
Or in your socks, which then means the germs get on your socks, which then
I
get into your shoes, then get
that.
Into
you're
our home.
Such
you're disgusting.
A liar. Go ahead.
And also don't get drunk. That's the main thing if something bad happens on an airplane, so you have the right
frame of mind.
So just 4 to 5 drinks.
See, I respectfully disagree, because if something bad happens,
you're loose.
And you're loose. It's just kind of like if you get in a car accident and you're not going to be stressed.
Want more life hacks? Get more from Courtney's Corner at onwithmario.com. On with Mario Lopez continues next from the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, got your chance at $5,000, all thanks to this new movie, The Meg, starring Jason Statham. It is out this Thursday, and if you win this $5,000, you can treat yourself to an ultimate high seas vacation. It's Mario Courtney Lopez here.
And if you have not seen the trailer yet, Jason Statham is coming face-to-face with a 75-foot prehistoric shark in this one, the Megalodon, largest shark ever to hit the theater. So to enter for your chance to win, just text the word Meg to 37911. That's Meg to 37911.
For more info, terms, conditions, privacy policy, and rules, go to olivemario.com. Keyword rules. Confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates apply. What up, Mario Lopez? Almost time to check out, but we got to talk about this. The 10-year-old who just smashed one of Michael Phelps' oldest records. One last thing coming up next. You're with Mario Courtney Lopez. Time now for one last thing. Clark Kent Apuada is a 10-year-old who goes by Superman. He just took down a record that was set by Michael Phelps way back in 1995, the 10 and under record for the 100-meter butterfly. Wow, I can't believe 10-year-olds can do a butterfly. It's a very difficult swimming stroke right there. He beat Phelps's time by more than a second. Which is
a lot, they said.
Oh my gosh,
swimming.
It's a lot. He also won golds this year in 6 other events. Wow, a little 10-year-old phenom. Now, let's see if his muscles continue to mature and he's able to carry on the next level. But
he started at 3.
Really?
Swimming, yes. I heard.
Wow. Shouldn't he go by Aquaman instead of Superman?
Yeah, that would be much more appropriate.
But his name's Clark Kent.
Change your name to Jason Momoa.
Much cooler.
You are on with Mario Lopez. The fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Remember, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com.
All right, that's it, Mario Lopez. Big thanks for hanging out with me. Big thanks to Monique Samuels from The Real Housewives of Potomac for calling in. onwithmario.com for more of my chat with her. I will be back tomorrow with Adam Pally from the new movie Dog Days. Plus, we're going to meet Zach Scow from Marley's Mutt. So big dog theme tomorrow. He does amazing work with all kinds of dogs and has a fascinating backstory. All that, latest Hollywood buzz and more.
On with Mario Lopez.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.